check in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
All right, very excited about this. We've been talking to the finalists of the James Tyree Award. You know, they're going to make the award coming up, the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, at their annual meeting on June 5th. And the second of the three finalists in the studio now, the name of the company is Ink Factory, and in the studio is Dusty Fulwarsny and Lindsay Wilson. How did I do, ladies?
Perfect.
Okay, great. So that was the hardest part, right?
That was.
Coming up and remembering the name and everything. I am so fascinated with what you guys do. You create a visual record of a meeting, right? So let's say we're having a board meeting. One of you or an artist who works for you is sitting there drawing as people have the meeting, and at the end of the meeting, they have what?
They have a physical representation, a physical archive of how the conversation unfolded. And that representation can look like, can be as small as a piece of paper all the way up to, we've done representations that have been 8 feet tall and 48 feet wide.
And so when they have this visual representation at the end, is this something to remind people of what they talked about, or is it to inform other people of what they talked about?
It's both. So since the people in the audience got to see the visuals unfold as they were listening to a speaker or in a brainstorm session, they get that physical archive that they can refer back to. Maybe it's a roadmap and they look at it for 3 years while they're reaching all their milestones, or maybe it's simply a reminder.
Now, these are pictures. We call them pictures, but they're mostly words.
It's a combination of both text and pictures. And so we often say to our clients and the people that see our work is content is king. Uh-huh. So we really want to represent the conversation. But we also know that visuals are easier to understand and remember. So I sometimes would say it's a 70-30 split or it's a 50-50.
But you never end up with just a sort of a still life bowl of fruit at the end of the meeting.
Not unless that's what they discussed.
Have you ever finished a drawing, a work, and then had the people look at it and say, well, that I don't feel like that was it at all?
Honestly, no.
Which could be a healthy thing because it kind of speaks to how people don't always participate in the way that they think they are.
I would often say when, again, we're involved in a lot of different kinds of conversations where it could either be a conference attended by thousands or it could be an intimate meeting attended by 7 to 10 people. And those kind of conversations allow for it to be collaborative where it's like, hey, Lindsay, actually, I want this captured this way. And so it can be iterative.
That's Lindsay. Here's Dusty. Do you draw? Are you one of the artists?
Yes. So Lindsay, Ryan, and myself co-founded Ink Factory, and we are the service providers. We do the sales. We're doing things behind the scenes, but where our passion is doing the work.
Do you ever have stage fright? I mean, that's a very public thing you're doing in a way.
So I luckily don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why. But as soon as I turn around, 6,000 people behind me, it's just me and the markers, and that's good enough. But I know that definitely some people do get the stage fright.
You must work to create what you're seeing, to capture what you're seeing. But in a way, you could almost become the show, too. I mean, mm-hmm. if someone's in a room, they're watching you draw mm-hmm. what they're saying, it mm-hmm. could alter it in a way.
Actually, we say that even though they're watching us, they're paying attention because this is based on a methodology that more people are visual learners. So if they're able to see the content unfold visually, they're going to remember the conversation. They're going to engage with the information differently. So I'm happy for them to stare at the back of my head.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing, isn't it? So it's almost reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
And so who is it that hires you? What kind of clients do you sort of see repeat, or what's your biggest chunk of client?
Yeah. Well, we work with everything from a local nonprofit to a foreign government and every sector in between. So we work a lot in the healthcare industry. We work a lot with financial industry, manufacturing. But also we love all of our nonprofits. The segments are pretty varied.
I keep going. I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over.
Yeah, but that's okay.
It's just my mind is racing with this because, there's so many different, it's like telephone tag in a way.
Sure.
There's so many different people taking things in mm-hmm. and then, excluding them or sharing them or whatever. Mm-hmm. So in a way, your individual take mm-hmm. becomes part of the meeting.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So there's a little pressure on you there.
Mm-hmm. There can be. And there's lots of times where the meeting requires multiple artists to capture a conversation. And what's really great is to see how each artist will capture it slightly differently.
Are they working together on one work or different work?
We do it both ways. Mm-hmm. We have tandem capture where Dusty and I might be working on a board together, and that's magical to see. Mm-hmm. Or we could have artists staged around or in different breakout rooms.
Who do you like to work with, Dusty, better?
I am not going to answer that question.
We all work together wonderfully.
It's true.
We're talking about before the show, and it's someone said, well, this is like the court artists that you used to see on TV, mm-hmm. which sounds kind of retro, right? We're mm-hmm. all about digital and mm-hmm. video today. Mm-hmm. So how do you make that jump?
So language evolved in pictures before we actually had a written language. So way back in the day in caves, that's what our human brain evolved to see as pictures. And so we're just naturally drawn to it. So we can kind of break through all the digital noise and people say, hey, a human created that. And they're just naturally drawn to it.
So Lindsay, when you're doing one of your drawings, mm-hmm. do you ever draw like the loud mouth or the interrupter picture of that person in your final?
That's a great question. And I always say I never want to offend anyone in the audience. So we don't draw caricatures.
Yeah, but you might offend one, but endear yourself to 99 others.
It's true. But, our tagline is "You talk, we draw." It's awesome. And we are able to visualize any kind of conversation from your Monday strategy meeting all the way again to the multi attended conferences.
The name of the company is the Ink Factory. Website, where do people find more?
www.inkfactorystudio.com. We're located in Bucktown. We've got a studio. Check us out on social media.
Have markers, will travel.
Yes, it's true.
InkFactoryStudio.com. Okay, and you are one of the finalists again for the $50,000 James Tyree Award.
We're so excited.
What mm-hmm. would you do with the money?
Well, we're really excited. That's twofold. We met with our employees, and we decided on doing an employee enrichment fund. So our offering is a service, so we want to make sure that our creatives feel enriched, they're happy to come to work, and they can recharge. And then also,
the other one is we have created this workshop where we teach what we do. Mm-hmm. And
excellent.
Our vision is a world where
the world
where pictures are the universal language.
Well, that's why you're so good with pictures
and not words.
Sometimes.
And not
words sometimes are tongue-tied.
Yeah, we are not public speakers, but we really want to get our workshop out to the masses. So the underserved communities here in Chicago, we want to be able to teach this workshop for free and really just get this going.
Such a cool way to share. Chicagolandchamber.org. You can find more information on their annual meeting. It's June 5th when the winners will announce. Great to see you guys again.
Thank you.
I wish you the best of luck. Stay in touch. Okay, come back.
Yes, thank you so much.